Incredibly detailed woodwork dogs, elaborate log cabins, portraits of Jesus made out of shrimp. What is going on Facebook? Well, as NPR's Shannon Bond reports, there is a new form of spam spreading on social media.
Casey Morris, an attorney in Northern Virginia, recently started checking Facebook again after a long break. Among posts from friends and family, she noticed something stranger.
The caption will say, "Close your eyes 70% and see magic." And without squinting at all, it's very obviously sort of an image of Jesus, but it will be made up of like vegetables and a tractor and a little girl that are sort of distorted.
That wasn't the only weird post. Morris has seen lots of similar pictures with similar captions on Facebook, as well as different, more emotionally exploitative ones, showing disabled mothers and children in the mud, or smiling amputees with captions asking for a birthday wish.
It has made Facebook a very bizarre, very creepy place for me.
It's obvious to Morris these images are fake, the product of artificial intelligence. They're not being posted by people she knows or follows, but they seem to be really popular.
They're getting thousands of reactions and thousands of comments of people who seem to think they're real. So wishing them a happy birthday or saying something religious in the comments.
Morris isn't the only Facebook user whose feed has started to fill up with AI-generated spam. Reporters at 404 Media tracked a surge in these posts in recent months. In many cases, it appears Facebook's own algorithm is boosting them. And AI-generated images like these are starting to show up on other social media sites, too. Josh Goldstein is a research fellow at Georgetown University.
We saw AI-generated images of, you know, everything you can imagine, from log cabins to grandmas with birthday cakes, to children with masterful paintings that simply couldn't be real.
He and a colleague at Stanford investigated more than 100 Facebook pages that routinely post AI content, sometimes dozens of times a day.
These weren't sporadic images here or there that only a few people were interacting with. They were really getting a ton of traction.
They found some of these pages are classic spam, while others are scammers. But Goldstein says a lot of the pages he analyzed don't have a clear financial motivation. They seem simply to be building an audience, and Facebook's algorithm is rewarding them. There's always been clickbait on social media, but in the past few years, Facebook says it's doubled the amount of posts it recommends to users, and AI-generated content is now easier than ever to make. That's creating a recipe for weird renderings of Jesus, disturbing birthday posts, and impossible architecture and handicrafts to go viral.
It's so close. It's mimicking like all of the elements of what made something go viral, but they're just putting in the most bizarre images I've ever seen.
Ryan Penny is a freelance writer who's been tracking AI on Facebook for nearly 2 years. He's part of a group dedicated to sharing and debunking AI images. He's seen a shift from pictures that have some grounding in reality, like the AI-generated depiction of Pope Francis in a puffy coat that went viral last year, to something far more uncanny. Facebook owner Meta told NPR in a statement it works to reduce the spread of spammy or sensational content and offers users controls over what they see in their feeds. The company plans to begin labeling some AI-generated content soon. In the meantime, the surge in AI spam is turning off some people. Katrina McVeigh lives in Grand Rapids, Michigan. She says she's had to discourage her mom from buying woodwork and other home decor she sees on Facebook that are clearly fake.
She'd be like, "Wouldn't this be so cool for your daughter?" And I'm like, "That's not real, though."
Beyond being annoyed, many people I spoke with say they're worried about the larger stakes of AI showing up everywhere. Hobie Ford is a puppeteer in North Carolina who's seen AI images pop up in Facebook groups dedicated to science, claiming to depict new discoveries.
It just sort of reinforces people's disbelief in what is real. It makes it harder to see what is real.
And that, he says, is dangerous. Shannon Bond, NPR News.